Good morning. Today we celebrate the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. On behalf of Father Larry and Deacon Ed, we would like to extend a special welcome to all of you, especially to anyone who is new to our parish or perhaps visiting today. Please stand and turn to your neighbor, introduce yourself, and extend a warm greeting to those around you. Now, let us bow our heads in silence to clear our minds and to open our hearts in order to receive the real presence of Jesus in the proclamation of word and in the Eucharist, which we place upon this altar of sacrifice. Please join in singing our gathering song, Now is the Time, found in your music issue, number 519, number 519 in the music issue, as we welcome our celebrant and deacons for today's Mass.
Begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. To prepare ourselves to celebrate these holy mysteries, let us call to mind our sins. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord.
mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you, for it is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Invite the children to come forward, as well as those children who are in the RCIC program for receiving their sacraments later this year. How are you guys? As you get down here, I stand tall already. When you get done the day after Mass, I want you to tell your parents what you learned, okay? 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 All right. And you tell them what you learned. Okay? The reason I'm talking about this is that sometimes when you hear the Word of God through the ears and mouth of a child, it gives you an insight that may change how you hear the Word of God. Use everything you can to learn the Word of God. Okay? All right. Everybody extend your hands. May Almighty God bless you and those you love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now go with Mary, and she will lead the way.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. When one finds a worthy wife, her value is far beyond pearls. Her husband, entrusting his heart to her, has an unfailing prize. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She obtains woolen flax and works with loving hands. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her fingers ply the spindle. She reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. Charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a reward for her labors, and let her works praise her at the city gates. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And now, a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Concerning times and seasons, my brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written for you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, my brothers and sisters, are not the people of darkness, for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. The word of the Lord. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who had received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing an additional 5. He said, Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy. Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I've made 2 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy. Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back. His master said to him in reply, You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I do not plant, and I gather where I did not scatter.
since you did, should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. How are you?
Haven't been here in a long time to preach, so I'm just checking. How many people are here from other parishes or other parts of the country? Well, you're in the minority. I won't preach that well then. If it was more of you, I'd really jack it up for you guys. But I'm taking it easy today. Today is it's an interesting gospel. If you ever watch TV, you know what an arc means, the story arc. It's 1, 2, 3, maybe 5 even shows in a series. And it carries a couple of guest stars and they move them across like this. And it's an arc. Well, today we're in the middle of an arc. We're coming towards the end of ordinary time, and we're going in to Advent and then Christmas season and so forth like that. So we have an arc. Last week, we talked about the virgins, and some were prepared and some weren't, and the conclusion was, hey, get your act together, you know, neither the time nor the place. It's a parable. So what does that mean? Well, some of us talked about it last week. A parable is really just kind of a story that Jesus told. And it has a moral, religious maybe, point to it. But not necessarily do everybody get parables. He would tell parables and the scribes and Pharisees would look at the surface of it and those who believed in him got a chance to see the underneath part. You don't know the time and the place, so they're thinking about, well, these poor virgins didn't make it. And he's talking about end of life. Eschatological is the big word for that. It's talking about death and end of life and all that stuff. And so we have that parable. And we move, and it says, be prepared. Well, that's great, but today's gospel talks about what we should be doing while we're waiting. You know, just waiting around isn't much. They didn't have TV in those days. So, you know, they just had to sit around. Probably very boring after a while. But. So today, we talk about what we should do while we're waiting. So simple. And we talk about the word talent. Not the talents like we normally have. You know, he's got a great talent for music, or a wonderful artist is great talent, very talented football player. This is not that kind of talent. It's a talent actually from the Greek word that simply means the word of God. And if you think of the talent as you read this as the word of God, it makes sense. Why some got 1, 5, 2, 1. Those who got 5 were the Jews. Matthew was a Jew. He was writing to the Jews. He was talking to the Jews. He was developing what they were thinking. And so they had the opportunity to have this talent. They knew about Jesus. They had the benefit of the scriptures. If not written, at least oral transmission. And they were guided by the Spirit. So those are the guys that got 5 talents. The guys who got too callous were the Gentiles. They didn't know Jesus directly. They might have heard about him. They didn't have the scriptures. Probably the Spirit wasn't helping them if they weren't making a commitment. Some of them may very well have made some sort of a commitment. But not like the Jews, not like the five talent guys. These are the two talent guys. So some of them who denied Jesus, they probably didn't get their talent, but some did. And then the guys who got one talent, they were the people who just, if they even knew about Jesus, denied him. And so when they all settle up, and goes, the guy with five talents says, yeah, I understood. I heard the word of God. It was great. And I went out and told people. I spread the good news. Oh, you did great stuff. Here's five more talents. I like it. The guy with two, well, he didn't have the opportunities of the guy with five, but he had some knowledge, and he didn't abuse it by saying Jesus is a waste of time. Now listen, they may have brought people into the church for all we know. Maybe, maybe not. So they got two because they just didn't deny, they just didn't know. But the guy was one talent. He buries it. He buries his thinking. He buries Jesus. He buries everything. And the master's not real thrilled with that. Who would be the master in this? God? So there isn't a happiness there. And he says, give me that talent. Give it to the guy who's doing five. They're out there. They need more help. They're out there spreading the good news. And you, you who had one talent, you got the problem. Get out of here. And wow. But what is this leading to? Now we know that we have to be prepared from last week. We know now what we're supposed to be doing, and that is believing, studying Scripture, telling people by our lives, by our actions, by our words, that Jesus Christ is here. But what are we doing? Well, we're preparing for next gospel, which is Christ the King. And Christ the King, it says, and I want to quote this, so I've been holding the book for 10 minutes. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, he will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. So all this time of preparing and waiting, you've got to be doing things. You just can't sit back and wait for halftime. You can't wait for the end of the game. You've got to do something. St. Augustine said, do you, because you are unjust, expect the king not to be just? Do you, because you are unsuccessful or unmerciful, expect the king to be merciful? We need to be forgiving. We need to be peaceful. We need to be sharing. We need to be kind. We need to feed the hungry, clothe, go to jails, visit the sick. We need to do those kinds of things. Do we do it perfectly? No. But we should try. Mother Teresa wrote, we are not called to be successful, just faithful. These three readings form that arc, and they remind us of who we're supposed to be, people who are anticipating a relationship in heaven, people while we're here have things to do, and people when we die will be the sheep and not the goats. That's being faithful.
I believe in one God, Father, there and there. With the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnated in the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. And rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory, such as living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is the glory of the Lord Christ, who spoke to the Father. Grateful for all that God has done for us, let us bring our prayers and petitions before him.
For Pope Francis' intention for this month, that Christians in Asia, bearing witness to the gospel in word and deed, may promote dialogue, peace, and mutual understanding, especially with peoples of the other religions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayer. For all elected officials, may their leadership bring peace to our world and justice to all those in need. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For ministers in our parish, may they lead us to be faithful to our baptismal call to holiness, especially those committed to Eucharistic adoration. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those enduring trials and challenges, may they come to know the loving presence of God and the support and compassion of our community of faith, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
On this day, designated by Pope Francis as World Day of the Poor, may we be more aware of those in need and more responsive to their needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are sick or recovering from illness, may they be strengthened by a caring and merciful response to their needs, especially Monsignor Donald Mulcahy, Sage Murillo, Inez Funk, Kayleen Valesco, Albert Gomez, Ezekiel Hernandez, Bernice Matahaney, John Hernandez, Elizabeth Stewart, Henry Kerger Jr., and Walter Belanga, we pray to the Lord. For those who have died and for their families, that they may be comforted and consoled in their grief, we pray to the Lord. We pray for the people of God gathered in worship today for whom this Mass is being offered. We pray to the Lord. And finally, we pray for those intentions not spoken, which we now share with the Lord. We pray to the Lord.
Almighty and eternal Father, we trust that your desire for us is mercy and steadfast love. We make our prayers with confidence and hope to Christ our Lord.
Please join us in singing I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, number 596 in the music issue. I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, number 596 in the music issue.
pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God the Father Almighty. Grant, O Lord, we pray that what we offer in the sight of your majesty may obtain for us the grace of being devoted to you and gain us the prize of everlasting happiness. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we take bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Jose, our Archbishop, Robert, our local bishop, all the clergy, and all who serve you in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Saint Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. To your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us share with each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold Him that takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof.
Please join us in singing "We Have Been Told," number 497 in the music issue. "We Have Been Told," number 497 in the music issue. Singing "Eye Has Not Seen," number 460 in the music issue. "Eye Has Not Seen," number 460 in the music issue.
Mm-hmm.
Let us pray. We have partaken of the gifts of this sacred mystery, humbly imploring, O Lord, that what your Son commanded us to do in memory of him may bring us growth in charity. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
There is a second collection today. It's for the Campaign for Human Development, which is dedicated to breaking the cycle of poverty by funding community programs that encourage independence, and the ushers are coming forward. While the ushers are doing this and while you're doing the collection, Ray Krakowski, had Tricia down here too, but this Ray Krakowski is going to talk about the Ministry of Eucharistic Adoration.
Well, good morning. My name is Ray Krakowski, and we've been parishioners here for quite a number of years, my wife Tricia and I. And it's my opportunity to talk to you a little bit about Eucharistic Adoration in St. Julie's Chapel, for those of you who are not familiar with it. But I want to give you a little bit of a personal perspective about it. I think that's what's important about hearing it from parishioners, as Father Leon's directed us. So I just want you to know let me back up. Let's just say that how perfect that it was about talents this morning in the Gospel. And how to use those talents, because really Eucharistic Adoration is that opportunity to really discern those talents. So, little plug. Anyway, we began because we wanted to get a little more involved in the church after we retired. We thought, what a good, safe place to start, and little did we know it was perfect for us. It gave us a chance. God has continued to guide and direct our lives in just 1 hour a week, and it's fitted us well. It started a way for us to get a little more spiritual in our lives. It became a gift that's actually taken us a little outside of ourselves. It's provided us the opportunity to listen to Jesus. So I'll tell you, do you ever get tired of that white noise, those distractions, electronics? Everybody talks about those things. you know, we walk into that Eucharistic adoration with those. And sometimes it takes 15, 20, even 30 minutes to just slow ourselves down and to just be in the presence of Jesus. And it's unbelievable. It's the perfect place to be. I can't tell you that again and again how we feel about that. You know, we've been given the opportunity to listen. And yeah, we may walk in with, well, Jesus, this is what I want to ask you to do for me. But we walk out with, well, Jesus, what do you want us to do for you? And sometimes we have little epiphanies or enlightenments and aha moments. Sometimes we just clear our minds. And it just becomes an opportunity to, whew. Yes, we pray for family, friends, relatives, special intentions, you know, all the things that we pray for in community here. But it's that opportunity to sit and be with Jesus one-on-one and make those prayers. And yes, God has a little sense of humor even in Eucharistic adoration. You know, I'll tell you, I'll be down on my knees praying hard for our family. We've had a little problem that we can't seem to get over. And Jesus, you got to help us with this. You got to do this for me to help us get through this difficulty. 2 weeks later, yes, the problem was solved, and I know we've all had these opportunities where Jesus has stepped in and solved something, but I'll tell you what, the solution didn't look like anything I wanted, and I just kind of had to smile in adoration and go, okay, thank you, God. You did it, and you did it without my help, imagine that. And but that's the kind of things that happen in Eucharistic adoration. So let me just close with this thought that, you know, it's appropriate that this is one of the last ministries that we're getting to present here at the parish, because Eucharistic adoration, really, it's the driver. I'm sorry, if you just get the chance to go there briefly, it's amazing what it can do for you. You don't go in there with this what's in it for me attitude at all, but you come out with something that's just such a blessing. And on page 3 is the logistics of it if you wanted to know how to get a hold of somebody to participate. On page 4, Father Leon has a great message in the bulletin. And I said page 3 of the bulletin. Page 4 of the bulletin, Father Leon's message is very appropriate to considering participation in Eucharistic adoration. There's people in the back, and there's people over at Friendship Sunday to talk to you about it. Even if you're just curious and maybe not being a regular person who participates, if you just want to be somebody that maybe substitutes or just an occasional person, you know, take a chance and step in and say hi to Jesus. It's an unbelievable experience. God bless.
You are invited to host an evening for the Guadalupe Novena, which is December 3rd through the 11th. If you are interested, please sign up in the parish office. The Hispanic ministry is selling pork tamales today while the supplies last when they were going fast after the 8 o'clock mass. The cost is $25 a dozen, and the proceeds benefit Our Lady of Guadalupe celebration on December 12th. We have designated this Sunday's 5:15 mass as our Mass of the Poor, invite the community to join us in this special liturgy. After Mass, all of us are invited for a stone soup supper in Mulcahy Hall. And if you don't know what that is, go to our website, and on the Facebook page there, it'll explain it all. Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, and all are invited to Mass at 9 a.m. Please bring a representation of your Thanksgiving meal for a special blessing. At this Mass, we will also recognize our Safeguard the Children Committee for their dedication to the protection of our children. In observance of the Thanksgiving holiday, the parish office will be closed Thursday and Friday. And our annual toy drive starts next weekend. Please bring an unwrapped toy and drop it off in the collection basket at Friendship Sunday. And to our families of newly baptized children, please join us next Sunday at 9:30 a.m., 11 a.m., or at the 12:30 Spanish Mass for a special blessing of the child and the parents. And finally, we are distributing our Thanksgiving food baskets this morning. If you can deliver boxes to nearby homes, please check in at the Mulcahy Center. And also, please, as always, you're invited to go over to Hurley Hall this morning for Friendship Sunday. And please, we have few left, but we could sure use the help in distributing food baskets. Thank you all.
The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Let us continue in peace to love and serve the Lord and each other.
And as we're sent forth, please join us in singing Soon and Very Soon, number 574 in the music issue. Soon and Very Soon, number 574 in the music issue.